Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel. As we continue here in Perek Makom Shenahagu, all about different minhagim relating to the. Yesterday we had Tisha B'Av, and we had before that Yom Kippur, and now we're back to Pesach. We're back to Pesach and Erev Pesach about the minhag of Malach on Erev Pesach. Is it a minhag? Is it a din? But we saw at the end of the Mishnah that there were three umanios. The Chachamim say there were three types of professions that could work on Erev Pesach because they're needed, and maybe it's even a kal vachomer from the Chol HaMoed, which Chol HaMoed we said is a more chamor day. Chol HaMoed is machlokas itself, whether it's Darabanan or Daraisa, as we said, and here too in Erev Pesach, it's a machlokas, but it's definitely less chamor. So we had the kal vachomers, but sometimes you have some of this is mutter. And therefore, kal vachomer, even professional, and sometimes the minzir and the mitzaron kid, the haircut of chol hamoed, and sometimes kfisa can be done on chol hamoed, as well. So the last line of the Gemara had quoted a machlokes tanoim about whether there's a fourth, person, a fourth, type of, worker, a ratzanin, the shoemakers, right? So he said that the tailors and the barbers and the launderers all are allowed. And Yosef Yehuda said, even the Ratzanim. So what was that machlokas about? Or the Gemara says, Yosef Yehuda said, even the Ratzanim, those people who are older regal, they come up, is Erev Yantif, is Erev Pesach, and their shoes are all worn out because they've been walking for so long, and therefore they need fixing for Yantif. And that's what he says. Derech ole regalim, lios mesaknin min alehem, v'sandalehem moed. They need, fixing. And the Rabbanan say, no, they didn't walk so much. They were mostly on their animals, because after all, people who come to be El Regel are rich, ashirim hayu, and they go on animals. Therefore, their shoes don't get, worn out so much. What do you mean they're rich? Everybody who comes, to Ali El Regel are rich. So, the Karbon Eidah quotes, well, Misha ain lo karka, patur min ha-ri'iyah. Somebody who doesn't have a piece of land is pater from being Ola Regel, right? And that's a line from the Gemara in the Bavli in Psachim, Adav Ches, Amr Rabbi Ami, Kol Adam Sheish Lo Karka Ola Leregel, Vashe Ein Lo Karka, Eino Ola Leregel. That's a Gemara in Psachim, Bavli, Dav Ches Mabez. But that line was more made well known by Tosfos. Tosfos on Dav Gimel in Psachim earlier, right? That's the story, Dav Gimel Mabez, is the story of the Arimian, Hahu Arama, Davisalik Va'achel Psachim Yerushalayim. There was a certain Arimian that went up to eat Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. He's not allowed to, right? Called Ben Necha Loyochabo. So a non-Jew is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. So he used to boast. He says, Amar Ksiv, he knew to Psukim. Called Ben Necha Loyochabo, called Ara Loyochabo, Vanaka Achilna Mishufre de Shufre. And I eat, from the amazing, parts of the animal. Amar Le'abhuda Ben Beser, Behuda Ben Beser, now set him up and said, Mikasafa Lechamealia. Did they give you from the tail? The tail is the most delicious part. Right, did they give you from the alia? Right, Rashi. Klum nos alacha min alia lechol, ein nosnin lacha ela min hakachush shebo. They're just giving you from the weakest, from the most inferior. Vinis kavin lahat oso. And he had kavana to trick him. Lishe keshe yelech od yishal min alia. You should ask for the alia. Ubiyad, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, lohaya lahargo. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira couldn't take care of him himself, so therefore he had to set him up. Set him up, and Rashi goes to the next Rashi. It was a sheep, and a sheep, the alya is hukrav legavoa. They don't eat the alya. Anyway, so the Gemara says that he went up, and he fell for it, and he said, I want the alya. Who asked you for it? And they did the research. They found out that he was an Arimian. And the Gemara says, Shalom lecha. They sent to a message, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shalom lecha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Da'at ben Itzivin, umetzudatzcha prusa b'Yerushalayim. You're all the way in Itzivin, but your net, your hashpa, is spread out in Yerushalayim. Tosva says, what was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira not doing in Yerushalayim? Right? Why wasn't he in Yerushalayim? He sent him. Says the Tosfos. Rabbi ben Beseira shalom alush l'regel. Three answers, and each one is discussed at length. Yesh lomar shlohayelo karka. Ozakein haya she'enu yochel alach baraglav to putter v'mipeslach kamo b'ri'ya. He didn't have karka. Is that the Gemara says that that's a p'tur for Aliyah L'Regel? Is that a p'tur for Karban Pesach also, or is it Mamela? Once you don't have to come for Aliyah L'Regel, you don't have to come for Pesach, for Karban Pesach. That's also his first answer. Ein lo karka. Od yesh lomar inami nitzivin chutz la'aretz hi kedemuchach b'sifri Parshas Re'eh, Chutz La'aretz. Also, that's a Chiddush. Chutz La'aretz, there's no Alila Regal from Chutz La'aretz. Number two, Va'od, V'targem Yerushalmi, V'erach V'achad, V'kalnei Be'eretz Shinar, V'targem V'hadas V'netzivin V'katisvi. Right, that's another suggestion of how do you know that is in Chutz La'aretz. So, Ein Lo Karka, or Zakein, or Netzivin, meaning being in Chutz La'aretz. So all the Achronim talk about each of these. Ein Lo Karka. Ein Lo Karka. So the Tzlach right here discusses this. The Menachas Chinuch quotes the Tzlach and is, shocked by what the Tzlach says. If you look in the Tzlach, the Menachas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Hey, the Mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, he quotes the, Tzlach. The Tzlach says, right, Mashmit, that all the Peturim from Ali the Regel are also Pater from Karban Pesach. The Mishnah Lamelach, the first paragraph of Karban Pesach, wonders, how do they know this? And the Tzlach says, the lo hikshu ela lama lo olav yidu ben vrtsir le regel. Aval al Pesach lo kasha klau. He wasn't bothered by Pesach. The vadai, he was a derech rechoka. A derech rechoka is a petur by Karban Pesach. The lo matzinu, the language of the tzlach, of the Rebbe Yehuda, the lo matzinu shiye mitzuve la'alos u lehizkarev atzmo kodem zman ha-Pesach. You don't find that a person is mitzuve to bring himself close. It says the Minchas Chinuch. What are you talking about? Of course you do. Udvar veinam uvanam liklal. Devadai mitzvah sase al kol Yisrael lasos haPesach kechol mitzvah sase shebaolam. Rather, it's a mitzvah sase for every Jew to do Karban Pesach, like every mitzvah. Umechuyev leilech mikseh haaretz liskarev atzmo lekayim mitzvah sase. Achim avar v'hu b'derech rechoka yesh dinim shetzivsa haTorah. Ava bevadai mechuyev liskarev lekayim mitzvah sase. Uledvarav says the Minchas Chinuch talking about the Tzlach. Call Yisrael afilu be'eretz Yisrael. Call shim rechokim tesvav mil b'Yerushalayim. Shizu derech rechoka. If they're tesvav mil outside, paturim lelech. Last is a Pesach. They're all pater. Im kain call Yisrael paturim. Last is Pesach Rishon. O Pesach Sheni lo ha'iyu makrivim kirov atzibur. Ein osim Pesach Sheni. So most of the Jewish people don't have a chiyah to do that. At Pesach Sheni they won't be makriv because rov atzibur doesn't do Pesach Sheni. Im kain paturim mitzvah of Pesach. Then everybody will be pater for mitzvah of Pesach. So he, if I has difficulty with this day of the Tzlach, explaining Tosfos, that you don't have to come, you're gonna have to come close. Okay, he deals with it, but that's the, it's an important discussion about Ein Lo Karka. And what about Chutz La'aretz? What about Chutz La'aretz? Does Chutz La'aretz, have any, you know, any other type of head to the Mishnah Melech, the beginning, being Fechos Gar Pesach, quotes, the Lo Ra'a Misha Garba Chutz La'aretz Potem Mitzas Re'iyah. Right, he doesn't quote. He says he wonders whether this is something that we hold of once it's in Chutz La'aretz. What about Bizman Hazeh? That's also a big discussion. What about Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh? The Tashbetz has a tshuva about this. In Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Aleph, there's a mitzvah even Bizman Hazeh because Kedusha is a mikdash lo batla, and that's what it's tali on. Right, Kedusha Rishona Kedusha Lo Kitcher Lo Kitcher Lasalavos. We know the Kedusha of the mikdash was lo batla. And is Kitcha La Silavo? So what about Bizman Hazeh? And there are rayas from different Gemaras, right? The Ramban has a line, Shehishira HaTorah Al Chiyuv Mora Mikdash, V'hu Sheyavo Elav Biragalim V'yarei Mimenu, right? Whenever there's a mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, right? And therefore there's Bizman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. Okay, there's a lot to talk about in terms of Aliyah L'Regel, but we will continue now. Says the Gemara now on top of Lamed Gimel, Amid Aleph. The top of Lamed Gimel, next Mishnah regarding behaviors on Erev Pesach. What type of malacha that is done? So we remember that on Chol HaMoed, there are a certain number of heterim, certain number of heterim on Chol HaMoed, of malacha. One of them is Davar HaAvid. Davar HaAvid is going to cause a major financial loss, then it is allowed. So that's what the Mishnah is going to talk about, that there's a heter of davar avid on Chol HaMoed, says definitely even a more kals situation on Erev Pesach, because that's less than the standard and rules of Chol HaMoed. So moshivin shovachin l'tarnegolin bar basar. One is allowed to be moshiv shovachin. What does that mean? Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Rav Karmen Eida explains getting my chicken ready and setting it up for him, for the chicken to sit on the eggs, to incubate them in order to make them good for use. So that's what moshiv. Moshiv does not mean that you're literally allowed to put the chicken onto the eggs, but you can get everything ready. Rav Chaim Gadievsky, moshiv in tarnagolim b'makom amidas atarnagolim. You can put them in proximity al habeitzim, kedesha yeshvu me alehen al habeitzim, so they could sit by themselves on the eggs. Avalahoshivam lehedi al habeitzim aser. You can't place them onto the eggs. That's tircha yisera, and that's not needed. So we assume that just putting them in the area would be good enough. So moshivin, you're allowed to be moshivin, setting up the shovach, putting the chickens in the area on the 14th. Why? Because that enough that would be enough to prevent hefsin maruba, right? You need them. If they don't sit on the eggs, the eggs are going to be ruined. And again, even in a place, makam shenagush lo lasos, even in a place where the midag is not to do malacha, this is allowed. This is allowed because it is hefsin. Tanagola shabarcha, what if you have a chicken that ran away? Machzirin otalim koma. You could bring it back. If it was already sitting on the eggs and it left, you're allowed to be machzirit. You're allowed to be machzirit. This line is even a chalamoid. Even a chalamoid, one is allowed to bring it back. Because if it's yudalid, so then we're going to see that you can even bring a different chicken. But this is, if it's the same chicken, then even a chalamoid, one is allowed to. Again, a different chicken is more tircha. But so says Rav Chaim Gadievsky again, al akarcha taragol shabarcha afilu b'chalamoid. V'shemesa, that's going to be on yudalid. Okay, so taragol shabarcha, you can bring it back because it's a hefsid and there's going to be a loss. And even on a chalamoid, v'emesa, but if the chicken died and you have to put a different one, that's more tircha. It's harder to get a different chicken on different eggs. So meshiv and acheres tachteha, you're going to be moshiv a different one. That's only on yudalid, not on chalamoid. Continuing, that's halacha section one. Section two, garfin mitachas wagli abehema v'arbasa, was allowed to sweep out the dung from the amongst the feet of a animal, because it's getting mixed up with all the food, and an animal might not eat properly if it has all of the waste there. So you're allowed to sweep it away, v'arbasa. Sorry, you could sweep it out. Ubamoin mesakel estaten. On the 14th, on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to sweep it out. And on Chol HaMoed, where you can't do as much tircha, it's enough just to move it to the side, you can move it to the side. Molichanim if you had a kelim beis ha'uman. And also, you're allowed to bring and to and from certain types of kelim, begadim, and other things you might need. Mi beis ha'uman from the artisan's house. Avalishi, Yom Sar HaMoed. Even though it's Sar HaMoed, on Yud Dalid, you're allowed to bring it. Good. Says the Gemara, so you're allowed to set up this shovach and put the chickens in the proximity on the 14th, so it would eventually go and sit on their eggs. But this is only mutter on the 14th, but on Chol HaMoed it will be aser. There will be too much of a malacha of tircha to do on Chol HaMoed. Everything that's listed here in the Mishnah, most of it is, which is mutter on Yud Dalet, is aser on Chol HaMoed. Ein marbina sabayim b'moed. One is not allowed to mate, to put two animals together in order to mate on Chol HaMoed. That's tircha yaseira. That's too much of a not a malacha, but tircha that Chazal asserted. Ava molichan osal lebakaras. But you're allowed to put the animals in the area where all the animals are. Bakaras, the carbon eda, makam shisham behemos harbe. And then they'll mate themselves. You're not allowed to mate them. That would be too much of a tircha, but they can put it in the place where they're going to mate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chamora shitavaz zachar, a female donkey that is in heat, that needs a male, marbino sa shalot titsan. Then you're allowed to mate, because if you don't mate that donkey, then she's going to lose her ability to be able to have any offspring. If you don't help her right now, shalot titzan, literally she's going to get cold, and then the carbonator says shalot titzan in vitamus. She's going to die without you taking care of her. And that you don't, that type of hefsid, you don't have to suffer during this time. So when a chamora, the tvaz, shalot titzan, vishar, kola, behem, molichras, bakoras. And other animals that are in heat, you know, it would be enough to just put them in the corral where the animals are, and they could find their mates themselves. You don't have to literally do it. Umakiz and damla, adam ulubeh b'moed, and even a chalamoed, one could be make his dam, one could bloodlet. Bloodlet was considered very healthy in those days. There's a lot of bloodletting. The Gemara and Shabbos talks about what days of the week are good for bloodletting, but that was basically go to the doctor. So makiz and damla, adam ulubeh b'moed, ve'ein monin refua, me'adam mehem b'moed. Any type of divrei refua, one is allowed to give even a chalamoid, right? That's not included in any type of eviser, any type of refuah one is allowed. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch talks about akazas dam, which is basically l'refuah, and the Shulchan Aruch says, simin reish lamid in arachayim. Simin reish lamid. Simin reish lamid is about ksas brachos pratios. That's the name of the title of the simin. Some miscellaneous brachos. Some miscellaneous brachas that the Shulchan Aruch, based on the tour, is talking about. Talks about if you're going to measure your goren, there's a special tefillah you could say before you start measuring, before you go into the bathhouse. But Siv Dalin, Hanichnas Lahakiz Dam. If somebody goes into bloodlet, basically means you're about to take some medicine. Omer, there's a hirat, so to say. Hirat Mafadacha Hashem Alokai, Shia Esek Zelilu Refuah, Kirofechinamata. Right, it should be your will that this asek that I'm about to be involved in should be the refu, it should go well. Ki rofe chidam ata. Ulacha shehekiz yomar baruch rofe cholim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, says, v'hu adin v'chol midi d'refua. Right, he quotes from the earlier poskim that any midi d'refua for the Magen Avram, yomar zeh. V'lo yachshov shetia eza dover lo l'refua ela de'abor yisbarach shemo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. You shouldn't think that anything is going to work magically. Medicine works without a Kaddish Baruch Hu's influence. So you say this, right? Whenever you take some medicine, whenever you take an Advil, through this tefillah, you should put your bitachon in Hashem and ask him for a refuah. That's the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Aleph, unknown halacha. That maybe we should try to be a little more makpid on whenever we take medicine to say this Yehi Ratzon. The next sif happens to be, also, this is in Shulchan Aruch. La'olam ye'adam ragil omar, kol ma'ada avi rachman al tavavin. A person should say, you know, everything Hashem does is for the good. That's the, that's the next sif. I didn't read the next Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that he didn't see people doing the minog of saying it afterwards, the baruch rofei cholam. Mashpah that he saw people doing it beforehand. Then he quotes, what do you say if somebody sneezes? Misha mis'atesh vechaveira omar lo asuta, yomar lo baruch tiyeh. If somebody sneezes and somebody says, God bless you, you should say, Baruch Tiyeh. You also, right, give them a bracha. Okay, that's by sneezing. We said sneezing. Why do we say, God bless you, or Gesundheit, Lubriyut, by sneezing? Because that's the Pirkei de Belazar. Pirkei de Belazar notes that it used to be, before Yaakov Avinu davened for it, people used to sneeze and then they died. That's how they died. Yaakov Avinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, could you let me sneeze and not die, so that I could, you know, be mitzaveh my bias and take care of things before I die. So that's why Yaakov Avinu was the first person to get sick, right? He says, Ani avicha choleh in Parshas Vayechi. And that's why, because people used to die when they sneeze. That's why now everybody gives a bracha when sneezing takes place. They don't do that by any other type of bodily, when somebody yawns or somebody coughs. You know, they don't do that, they don't give that bracha only by sneezing. Okay, so we continue. In the middle of the Amun. Takana Shabar Chamachzirun Atalam Komas. The Mishnah said, a tartagol is a chicken that ran away. You're allowed to bring it back. Even, Rav Chaim Gnevsky explained this, even a chalamoid, you can bring it back. Vehain, but Shechzirun Shloshiyam Lemedura. It only if you could bring it back within 4 days, or Lemerda is the other girsa, within 4 days of its running away. If you don't get it within three days, then the eggs are ruined anyway, so it's not going to help. So you have to get it within 3 days. And based on the Gemara, the chicken had to have sat on it for at least 3 days beforehand. So if the chicken sat in it for at least 3 days, because if it didn't, then the eggs are basically still kind of raw and they're usable. But if they start being processed, therefore they sit on it for 3 days, and then it's within 3 days, then you can bring it back. The next line is, if the chicken dies, you can bring a different chicken to sit on it, but that's only mutar on yudala, not a chalamoid. For that, you need full 3 days, 72 hours. You need 3 days beis leis. The first halacha of having the chicken, if the chicken sat on it, that's, again, you have to bring it back within 3 days of its running away. And it had to have sat on it for 3 days, but that's not 3 full days. Right, but here the one about bringing a different chicken, it's only if it sits on it. It had sat on it for 72 hours. Am Rabbi Mana Masisa Amar Kain. Rabbi Mana says, "I'll prove to you. Our Mishnah proves the first din that you can bring it back even without full 3 days, because after all, you're not allowed to put it on directly on Yudalid." That was the first line of the Mishnah. So when do you put this chicken on the eggs? It must have been on Yud Gimel. So Yud Gimel, Yud Dalid, Tesvav. And now on Tes Zayin is when we're talking about what you're allowed to do a Chol HaMoed. So that's 3 days. But one second, on Yud Gimel, maybe you put it on the end of Yud Gimel. Right? Who says you put it at the beginning of Yud Gimel? So, Shlosha Asar, Arba Asar, Chamesha Asar, Umiksas Hayom, Kikulo. So that's why Mixi Kikulo, you have these 3 days. So the case of the Mishnah seems to be proving that you need 3 days to put the chicken back, but you don't need 3 full days. It could be Mixiyam Kikulo. So Gemara says, there's no real raya that that's the case of the Mishnah. Why? Because who says the case of the Mishnah is where you actually put it on, put the chicken on the eggs on day 13 of Nisan. Amar Abun, Tiftar, Shiyasha Meleah. Maybe the chicken went itself. The chicken just climbed on. And therefore, there's no raya from this case of having put off for, you know, you don't need 3 full days. Okay. Mixiyam Kikulo obviously is a big topic. We say Mixiyam Kikulo, we know it comes up by Shiva and it comes up by Nida, right? The Achronim discuss, Rav Salvechik, Rav Shechter quotes this from Rav Salvechik, discuss why it is that we don't say Mixiyam Kikulo by, let's say, Shabbos or Yantif. Right, the Gilyoni Ashashi Bios of England, Nazir Daf Hey, quotes from the Mar. You know, why don't we say a Yantif, right? Once you did some of Shabbos, you say Mixas Yev Kekulo. Some of Yantif. Obviously, we don't say that. That sounds, silly, right? So what's the answer, though, to formulate it? So the way that Rav Salvechik said it was that Mixas Yev Kekulo only applies by personal countings. Personal countings. Avelus is a personal count. Nida is a personal count. Right? But what Shabbos and Yantif, that's not a personal count. That's a calendaric day. So a calendaric day, you don't say Mixiyam Kikulo. It's only when what he called this a malos. It's a malos, which means a personal account. Rav Shechter quotes this in Ikvei Atzon and Siman Yuzayin from Rav Salvechik. Inyan ziva va'avelos v'cheirem einam yamim hakvulim beluach ela no safim heim al haluach v'shayichim davka l'adam hazeh befrat v'davka b'kei agavna shayich lomer Mixiyam Kikulo. Avo b'shabes v'yantif ma shayich lomer Mixiyam Kikulo halo sof hayom u'adayin Shabbos. He also, a little bit later on in the piece, he discusses Mixiyam Kikulo, that we paskin Mixiyam Kikulo by the end of Shiva, and also by the end of Shloshim, but we don't paskin Mixiyam Kikulo at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh, it goes by the full day. And he wonders, why don't you say that? So he quotes from the Shach and the Taz, say, because Mixas Hayom Kikulo is Mixas Hayom Kikulo, where it's a unit of days, then you could say a part of the day is like the full day. So Shiva is made up of 7 days, and Shloshim is made up of 30 days. But Yud Beis Chodesh is not made up of days, it's made up of months. So what do you say, Mixas HaYom? No, that's not the unit that makes that. Mixas HaChodesh Kikulo. What done? You don't say that either. So that's why Yud Beis Chodesh, you just don't have the units to be able to say Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Rav Shervechik also had a different shot, he said, Mixas Hayom Kikulo is only said when you have an activity, a positive activity that you do during this personal time period that you have. Not just Isurim, but you have a positive, you have Nihugim. If you have a Nihug, you have a Nihugim of Shiva, Nihugim of Shloshim, but there are no positive Nihugim of Yud Beis Chodesh. He assumes it's just not doing things, and therefore, one wouldn't be able to say Mixiyam Kikulo on Yud Beis Chodesh because there aren't any Nihugim of Avelus for Yud Beis Chodesh because it's more of just Yisurim. That's where he says it here. He says here, Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh leka Nihug klau ve'in Mixiyam Kikulo gidro desagi bin Nihug betchilas hayom acharon shel hamalos the gedro chiv Avelus v'shiva. Right, you do something. Okay, gather avilus yud beis chodesh haino shiimana ha'avel es atzmo mi motaros umi ta'anugim v'idunim. There is no positive nihug, so you're not going to say Mixiyam Kikulo. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Zevel shebemavui. Continuing the last line of the Mishnah spoke about how much you're allowed to move away the second to last line, how much you're allowed to move away the dung from the legs of the animals. So zevel shel mavui, if you have garbage in a mavui, misalkal asad, just put it to the side because there's plenty of room and people won't step on it or get involved, you know, it won't bother people if it's just to the side. Sheberefes v'shebechatzer mosi alashba, but if it's in a refes or a chatzer, a smaller area, then you could pick it up and take the whole thing out. Amar Rebbe ba, had the same rebbe chatzer katana. When do we say that this is allowed by a small chatzer? Bechatzer gadola misalkal asad. A big chatzer, then also just move it to the side. That's all you need to do. Harefes begdula begtana mosiyah la'ashpa. But by a refes, where the animals are, then you can for sure take it out because Amar Bibab Breshin Nivula Kasha, because the stench would be too difficult for the animals to eat. They wouldn't be interested, and therefore, for the good of the animals, you're allowed to take it out. Period. Says the Mishnah, there were six things. The first one has to do with us. Six things the people of Yericho did. Three of them the Rabbanan protested. Three of them the Rabbanan didn't protest. According to our Girsa, it sounds like the Rabbanan weren't happy with any of the six things. But by three things, they let it go. They tolerated. And by three things, they didn't tolerate. So Eilush Lomicha Biyadam, these are the three that they tolerated. They didn't protest. Markivan Tegalam Kalayom. Tegalam, some type of palm trees needed to be grafted. And for pollination, the day that it was, they were ripe for the pollination. So they used to do that. The people of Yericho used to do that all day on Erev Pesach. All day. And the Rabbanan didn't protest. They didn't protest. It might be an Issadar Aisa of Issa Malacha after Chatzos. So if Chavim Gdevsky here discusses, maybe this Mishnah holds that it's only an Issadar Rabbanan. Maybe it's, the Meiri says that, maybe it's only Asar Misham Karban. And if you're outside of Yerushalayim, it's not your day. It's different, maybe it's not as much of a Torah, but if it's different days. But if they used to do this all day and the, Rabbanan did not protest. V'karchan Shema, they used to say Shema in an unusual way. We'll have to see in the Gemara what that means. V'kotzrin, v'gotzrin, levnei omer, and they harvested and made piles of the grain before the omer. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to eat before the omer. That's a daraisa. But as a derabbanan, you're not allowed to even harvest or make piles in front of the omer. And they did this. V'lo micha biyadam, the rabbanan didn't protest. They didn't protest. Okay, those are the three. V'elu shemicha biyadam, the following three, they did protest. Dachi Yericho did this, they did protest. We'll have to see what their basis was. Matir and Begamzio Shal Hektish, they used to. Their forefathers had been Makdish trees. They used to take the branches and use the branches that grew since the Hakdasha. They felt that it didn't have Hektish. They didn't have Kedusha. Only the original tree had Kedusha, but not the new things that grew. And the Rabbanah protested that. V'yochle mitachas ashar b'Shabbos. They used to go on Shabbos and see fruit that fell down under the tree on Shabbos. They didn't know maybe it fell down before Shabbos. On Shabbos, they were makel also. The Rabbanan protested. V'dosim pe'al yarek, and the Rabbanan protested the fact that the Anshe Yericho used to give peah from vegetables. Vegetables aren't chayiv in peah. And peah is pater from chumas and maisris. And they used to leave peah, but really these vegetables were not chayiv in peah, therefore they were chayiv in chumas and maisris. So when the aniyim took it, and they thought, oh, it's peah, they used to be eating tevel. So umichu b'yadam chachamim, these three, the Rabbanan, used to protest. Good. Says the Gemara, if you look in the Tosefta, the Tosefta here has a different version. It doesn't say like our Mishnah. Here they protested, here they didn't protest. The Tosefta says, here the Rabbanan were happy. Biritzon Chachamim. And here the Rabbanan were not happy. Shelo Biritzon Chachamim. So the Gemara said, that's what the, if you look in the Tosefta here, we just find it, that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. But the way that Rabbi Meir has it is that it's Biritzon Chachamim and Shelo Biritzon Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, like our Girsa, Michu and Lo Michu. So the Gemara says that the Girsa that they had was not like our Girsa in the Mishnah of Kotzrin Vigotshin, both of them by the Omer. But it was either or. Either harvesting or piling up. So Mantana Kotzer and Bimeir. Bimeir is the one that says they cut. Why? Because Bimeir is the one that says Biritzon Chachamim. And just cutting without piling up, that could be allowed. That's why it's for Bimeir. Mantana Gotchen or Behuda. Behuda says the one, he says that they piled up, and he said Shalom Biritzon Chachamim, because nobody would agree that they did this Biritzon, it would be Shalom Biritzon Chachamim. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Susi, Kumi Rav Yossi, Kol Amam Odisha Kotzerin. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to harvest. Right, and that's why Rabbi Meir's version of Biritzon Chachamim has the Girsa of Kotzrin. But everybody agrees that you can't pile it up because that's the step right before eating. So everybody agrees you can't. So that must be the Girsa that Rabbi Yehuda had, that Shalom Biritzon Chachamim, that was the Gotchen. Fine. Mafligid, Bahar came to Kalim, and they argued about the harvesting of the Tekalim, of the pollination all day. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Makiva Tekalim Kalayom, Biritzon Chachamim, Mayosin, Rabbi Meir says, the Rabbanan said it was a big hefsid, and they allowed it. Not only they allowed it, they gave him their askama. They wouldn't. They didn't do a Biritzon Chachamim. So what does it mean that it used to be Karech Shema and the Rabbanan again? Different version, Rameir and Behuda. Whether there was Biritzon or they just didn't protest. Ella shel Omar, right? They said Shema, Ella shel Hayu Mafsikin. They wouldn't be Mafsik in the right place. They put the pauses in the wrong place. They said, Shema Yisrael Hashem. Right? Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Which sounds like, Hashem, please listen to us. Shema Yisrael Hashem. You put the comma there, Hashem, please listen to Yisrael. That's what it sounds like. Right? The Ramah says in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Samach Aleph, you have to make sure you pause in the right places. So he needs to make the pause in the wrong place. Bein Tevel LaTevel, Devar Rabbi Meir. And also the second phrase, they used to say, you know, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right, so what does that mean? It's also not the right, not the right pausing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mafsikin Oyo, Elish Lohi Omer, Brashin Kvom Achazon Oved. No, they used to not say Baruch Shem. Not say Baruch Shem. Right, they held like the Havamina of the Gemara in the Bavli that, right, are we supposed to say Baruch Shem? Moshe didn't say it, Yaakov did say it. So they held like that Havamina that you shouldn't say it. So the Minchas Elazar in the back, the Munkacher says in his commentary here on Yerushalmi, how could they not protest when they said the wrong shot of Shema Yisrael Hashem? Right, he works hard to answer that question. How could they not protest? They said the wrong Hashem, listen to Yisrael. That's not Kabbalah Samal Feshamayim. So he comes up with a limud zchus. Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Zura, Rabbi La, Shema Yisrael Hashem, V'chol Shlohi Mafsikin, Ben Echa LeBaruch. Maybe they didn't want to be Mafsik between Shema and Baruch Shem. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mafsikin Hayu, Ela Shlohi Omer Baruch Shem V'machsol Laveh. They wouldn't say it. A different pshatim of what they did by Karchan Hashma. And how serious of a violation it was. Period. We'll have to stop here because then we'll pick up with the Hekdesh and the machlokas between them about the trees of Hekdesh.